Hello there. I'm Dr. Love. You must be my 5 o'clock. Come on in. I hope it wasn't too hard to find the place. I know it's a bit discreet. Go ahead and take a seat. Yeah, right over there is perfect. I find that having my sessions somewhere away from the hustle and bustle helps my patients feel more comfortable. Especially considering how sensitive people can be about seeking help from a sex therapist. That's part of why I keep this a one-woman operation. I like to keep the knowledge of my patients' visits localized to myself. Absolute confidentiality. It does mean I have to handle all the scheduling and billing and whatnot myself. But I keep my client list low volume enough that I don't mind. And the results I get make it more than worth it. But enough about me. So, you mentioned in your email that you're looking for help concerning some intimacy anxiety? I see. So are you worried about a lack of experience? Feeling rusty, perhaps? How long has it been since you were intimate with someone? Never. As in... Oh, you're a virgin. I can see how that may weigh on someone your age. It's nothing to be ashamed of, though. It's actually more common than you think. Lucky for you, I know just the thing to help you. Exposure therapy. You have to face your fear, preferably in a stress-free environment where you know you won't be judged. Actually, I offer such services. Personally. And well, this is certainly a safe, no stress, judgment-free zone. So if you'd like, I'd be happy to help you with some exposure therapy. This is actually my last session of the day, so we could even start now. Would you like that? Yeah? I thought so. Yeah, there you go. Just relax. Don't overthink it, just let yourself feel good. Yeah, just like that. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Oh. Nice and relaxed. Nice and hard for me now. I think you're ready for more. Just keep relaxing while I start the oral treatment. That's it. Relax. You don't have to do a thing. All I want you to do is focus on the pleasure. Just focus on how good I'm making you feel. Oh, and don't hold back any moans. You need to let your partner know when she's doing a good job. Yeah. Just like that. I can tell you're close. And trying to hold back. Thinking it'd be embarrassing to come already. I want you to come. Your partner would love to know you enjoy her work that much. So don't hold back. Is always so good. And you certainly seem to enjoy it. But we're not done yet. Here, let's have you lay down. Nice and comfy. Good. Now then, I have much more exposure therapy for you. Kind of treatment only my pussy can give you. It feels like you're ready for it. Still so hard after coming. I can feel you throbbing against my pussy. I'm glad you've been able to get so comfortable with me. Now then, time to get to business. There you go. Just like that. You're no longer a virgin. No. I want you to keep relaxing. And enjoy the pleasure. Just follow my lead. And do what I say. It's the best way to please your partner. Yeah, just listen to what I say. What I want. And do it. I can feel your clothes already. I can feel your clothes, honey. I want you to come for me. I want you to come deep inside me. I want you to feed me. So don't hold back. Come. Come, do it. Come. Come now. Oh, you listened to what I wanted. And did it. Oh, it looks like you really felt that one. You must be feeling quite relaxed now. So much so that you're even feeling weak. I bet you're wondering what's going on. I can see the panic in your eyes. Wondering why you can't move your arms or legs. How your cock is still so hard. Why my eyes are suddenly glowing. Or where these horns on my head came from. You see, I'm not human, obviously. I'm what people call a succubus. I see by that look on your face that you're familiar with my kind. Succubus as a sex therapist. Kind of funny, isn't it? Turns out my true nature makes me a natural at helping your kind with their issues. But most importantly, it allows me to have moments like this. Moments where I can feed from patients that require a more hands-on approach. Although they don't usually get to see my true self. No. That only happens when adorable virgins like you come to me for help. When I have them all alone deep inside my succubus pussy with no one around to interfere. And I milk all that sweet virgin cum from them like this. Yeah, just like that. When a delicious virgin like you comes in, I just can't help myself. I can't resist the urge to take all of that virgin cum, all that sweet virgin soul. That's right, I'm feeding on your soul. Oh, every time you come, every delicious spurt, I take more and more of it. That's why you feel so weak right now. I'm not stopping. I need it all. And I'm gonna fucking take it. I told you to please your partner. You do whatever she wants. And you do it. And what I want is for you to pour all of your cum into my succubus cunt. Oh, you can already feel it. Get ready. This will be my last one. Once you orgasm, my pussy is going to suck out every last drop. This succubus pussy is going to drain you fucking dry. And we're both gonna love every fucking second of it. So just relax. And let the pleasurable pressure build up. As you feel what's left of your soul flowing towards your cock. Ready to fucking explode? Yeah, you ready to fucking explode? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Fuck, come. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, there you go. Keep coming. Oh, keep fucking coming. Give me your fucking soul. Oh, yes, I want everything. I want fucking everything. Give it to me. Give it to me. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Well then, that should have been. been more than enough exposure therapy. You certainly don't have anything to be afraid of after that. Don't worry. You'll replenish what I did take. Eventually. By then, you should be ready to overcome your anxieties with another woman. Just remember, ask and listen to what she wants you to do. And do it. Although I should warn you, no human woman will ever be able to make you feel as good as I did today. If you ever decide you need another therapy session, you know where to find me. Well, I'll leave you to rest. You'll need to recover a bit before you're okay to leave. One last thing before I do, though. Thanks again for such a delicious meal.